Hello everyone, this is Ryan and you are listening to the Vegan Report. Today, we are talking about social media and their bad influence on vegan advocacy efforts. I know we have already touched on the topic back in episode 32 of the show with our good friend George Martin, but this episode is a solo episode. For this episode, I took the time to write down my thoughts regarding social media in an article published in the magazine The Animal's Voice. And for today, I wanted to read the article out loud. I wanted to share with you my very unpopular arguments regarding this very important issue. This is definitely a first for the show. I promise to get back to the usual interview format of the podcast as soon as next week. But for now, I present you, are social media undermining vegan advocacy? A few months ago, Mark Zuckerberg revealed that one of his favorite pastimes is to create some of the highest quality beef in the world. Indeed, he keeps a cattle of Wagyu and Angus beef on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. He decided to raise them with a diet of macadamia nuts and beer. The media coverage of this story has been lighthearted and positive. One Fortune article was titled, "Mark Zuckerberg says his daughter thought that I was a cattle rancher for a while thanks to his unusual hobby in Hawaii." Yet, camouflaged by the amused tone of journalists hides a heartless cruelty. The sad reality of dozens of captive sentient beings who are misfed nuts and poisoned with alcohol in anticipation of a violent and unnecessary slaughter. In addition to ethical concerns, there is the worry of environmental destruction. As a matter of fact, cattle ranching plagues the fragile ecosystem of Hawaii, provoking deforestation, soil degradation, and biodiversity loss. However, the question I want to raise in view of this situation is, can vegans depend on this man and his company, Meta, to advance the animal rights mission? Explicitly, is it wise for this movement to rely on an unsympathetic private platform with a long record of content censorship? And even more broadly, can vegans depend on social media at all to efficiently advance their cause? Anecdotes of people adopting veganism because of a YouTube video or a Reddit post can be counted by the thousands. Yet there is no major study examining the true impact of vegan content on social media. No researcher has asked pertinent questions such as, are those anecdotes accurate? Are we conflating social media engagement with making meaningful change? For every person who has been receptive to the vegan message, how many have been put off? Have social media users become desensitized to the hyperactivity of vegans online? To the point, there is no hard evidence justifying the hundreds of thousands of dollars habitually spent by animal rights organizations and activists on social media campaigns. Unfortunately, the cost of a social media presence for veganism is more than monetary. Alarmingly, the social media ecosystem is quickly deforming the vegan movement beyond recognition. In 1944, veganism was first defined as the principle of the emancipation of animals from exploitation by men, and to seek an end to the use of animals by men for food, commodities, work, hunting, vivisection, and by all other uses involving exploitation of animal life by men. It is a clear and uniting ethical stance focused on the liberation of animals. Yet most social media activity related to veganism is a witch brew of pseudoscience peddling, nutrition quackery, trend chasing, snake oil salesmanship, new age confusion, and personality cults. An idiotic world which gravity field has brought down one of the most enlightened ethical philosophy to the mud of a fad diet. An expected outcome from platforms that reward popularity indiscriminately of any quality or safety standards. After losing credibility and reputation at the hands of virtual gurus, veganism can count on identity politics and echo chambers to lose its universal appeal. Since being captured by the intersectionality paradigm, the vegan message of compassion is prevented from appealing to independent, moderate, and conservative crowds. For instance, try making the right-wing argument for veganism without encountering a barrage of dislikes, downvotes, and angry comments from vegans. Then there is the social media addiction that has consumed the time, attention, energy, creativity, and passion of too many animal advocates. It is a compulsion disguised as activism which pushes people into an emotional spiral of burning outrage, hindering obsessions, mindless reactions, and crazed fits. It is an unequivocal demonstration that algorithms and not principles or strategy are piloting the vegan movement. At the same time, there is a great need for vegans to think outside the social media box and make a real life and offline contribution to the fight for animal liberation. For example, Liz White, a longtime activist and the leader of the Animal Protection Party of Canada, shared with me in an interview that
if we really want things to change for animals in Canada, we have to do the politics. And it's the politicians. They're the gatekeepers of all the legislation. They decide who lives, who dies, when they die, in what manner, is it cruel, how they're sold, what's done with them. All of that is political. And until we address that, there is no way that we are going to change the landscape with regard to how we treat animals, particularly food animals.
On Facebook, the Animal Protection Party of Canada has about 8,000 followers. Yet at the time of writing this article, the party only counts 12 candidates. A staggering ratio of one candidate for every 1,500 followers. But nothing surprising here. This is just one more project in a long list of original and impactful initiatives that fail to pull vegans away from the orbit of social media. In the Netflix documentary, The Social Dilemma, the phrase, "If you're not paying for the product, you are the product," is heard multiple times. At the end, it is important to remind ourselves that however inspiring, necessary, and powerful vegan content can be, from a business perspective, it will never amount to being more than a lure for consumers whose private data is exploited by big corporations. Putting aside all societal debates, any individual should clearly see their interest in taking a wise distance from greedy platforms which have no regard for mental health or privacy. Thank you everyone for listening. Please share far and wide this article with the vegans you know. Again, thank you so much for caring, and see you next week for a new episode.